Then there are other kinds of beans that, besides the butter bean, but normal or the most common probably bean that we eat is what?
Green bean.
Okay. And then going on and talk a little bit about corn. Before you can use the corn, you have to do what to the ear of corn?
Take the shucks off.
If you're going to serve it on the cob, what kind of corn do you usually need for that?
Boiling corn, sweet corn.
The top of a corn stalk has a thing on it that is used for pollination. The very top of it. Now the bees have to get the pollen from one place.
Is that the corn tassel?
Yeah, okay. And then the inside the ear of corn, those things that we have to get off, or we should get off before
the
we corn. A type of vegetable that is yellow. It we can fry it. Sometimes we fry it. Sometimes we stew it. It's sort of related to the
squash.
Okay. Then we grow melons of various kinds around here in the garden. What kind of melons can you think of in that grow?
Cantaloupes, watermelons, that's about all I know.
Okay. Do you ever use mushrooms or anything?
Yes, I use mushrooms quite a bit.
What would you use them in?
Well, sometimes I use them and forget them, but usually I like to fix mushroom with round steak, the gravy. And when I could afford to buy this roll type of roast, I always like to use mushroom a bit.
I think I'm coming back to my melons again. You mentioned the watermelon is one of them. Any particular kinds of watermelon that you know, aside from just a watermelon? Another vegetable that sometimes we use again in the tossed salad, I don't think we mentioned it, green, long vegetable.
Oh, the cucumber, yes, okay. I use cucumber too.
Have you ever, heard the term toadstool?
Yes.
What is a toadstool?
Well, all I know, they'd be in the gardens and in the yards.
Mm-hmm. Do we use them for food?
No.
Okay. If you get something in your mouth and you know you want to get rid of it, and you can't really take it out without offending someone, you might say, I tried, but I couldn't
swallow.
Okay. A child might say, I want to go home with you and spend the night very much, but my mother says I
can't go.
If you've been working all day, you've worked hard, you might say, in relation to that. If you're telling someone that you had worked hard all day, what would you say?
I'd say I've worked hard all day and I'm tired.
Okay. If someone tells you to do something that is just strictly against your principles and you just simply refuse, you might say, I blank.
I will not do it.
Okay.